This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Did you guys hear that?
Yes.
I was wondering. Yeah, so that normally it's star 9, but this is now a different app on the thing. So good. So we were recording. Well, welcome, everybody, to what month is this? April. What day is it, everybody? Don't you feel like you just had, like, this is the longest month ever? So we've been, you know, pretty much on, you know, for most of the country on lockdown for 30 days, roughly, but it feels like 90. And, but it's just sort of, you know, one of the side effects that's kind of beneficial of us not being out is pollution is less. I mean, if you guys seen, even last month, they were showing dolphins swimming in the Venice canals because the water is clean. You can actually see, it's clear, you can actually see through. And so they're saying that the earth itself is kind of recovering because there's less pollution that we're putting out because we're not out in our vehicles and doing stuff. So,
did you guys know what oil per gallon or per barrel was today?
What's that?
Yeah. What?
Did you guys see what oil per barrel was today? It was negative.
Oh my
gosh. Never in the world has it been negative.
Yeah,
wow.
It's not
a big deal. It's not a big deal. Huh. It's just that there's so much sitting out on ships right now because nobody's driving anywhere. So the demand is down, and it should be fine in a month. But it's, like, negative right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's like none of us can really take advantage of filling our vehicles because we're, you know, really not going anywhere. So it's ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can do this. See if this works. Nope. Okay, that didn't work. All right, so there's no way for you to mute everybody in the background during the recorded version through the app. So what I need you guys to do is to go ahead and mute yourself so there's no background noise, and then just the people that are sharing will be unmuted to share. So I appreciate you doing that right now. So again, welcome to the April IHOS membership phone call. We've got a great call for you today. Thank you, Betty, for getting this all set up. And we thought a timely topic would be how we are thriving and surviving through COVID-19 and kind of do a check-in to see how everybody's doing, but then also have our guest speakers share what they're doing to keep business going and to keep positive and what are we doing to prepare for when this is over. I did want to just give a little bit of a preface of some of the loans and things that are out there. Again, as independent contractors, you could have applied for the Payroll Protection Program. There's also the other program for sole proprietors and independent contractors. And the hope is that they will fund more money towards that because as I don't know if you guys all heard, but the SBA funding for small business is tapped out. So they're looking at additional funding and also having the greedy people that weren't small businesses who took $40 million that they didn't even need, a la Ruth Chris, Shake Shack, Potbelly Pig, these restaurants who never should have been given the money at all. That should be another $40 or $50 million coming back to the fund, which is the right thing to do. There's a Main Street loan for people that have 501 to 10,000 employees, and that's like $450 billion that's coming out from the Federal Reserve. That's where these people needed to apply. So anybody that's still in limbo, if you're waiting for funds, they're still right now working on that. And if you didn't get funded and you need money for your company and so forth, the suggestion is to reapply. Because even though Chase Bank, you know, sent out an email to a lot of people that said, your application's in the process, we're out of money. What I'm reading online is people should reapply if you didn't get a confirmation that you actually got funding. Another thing that you need to be aware of, April 22nd, KMRD is doing a webinar on the insurance, and I already recorded one with them on the business interruption insurance. So those of you that have KMRD policies, which of course we've recommended for years, this virus is actually covered. And I went through my policy with them before I recorded that webinar with them. So things like mold and other airborne things are not covered, but if it's something that's transmitted human to human, there is a provision in the plan. So that would mean that this is covered for those of us that have the KMRD policy with that provision in it. And you can file for business interruption insurance, which is totally different than unemployment or waiting for a stimulus check. It's basically you have to demonstrate that because of this situation that is covered, your business is interrupted, your ability to earn income, and you'll have to demonstrate the loss. So if, like, last April you had X amount of revenue and this April it's cut by, you know, 80% or more, then you'll be able to show that as a loss. And the caveat will be, of course, they're not going to want to pay out the money, because that's when the insurance companies, you know, gamble that they won't ever have to pay on a claim for the most part. If May, let's say your normal revenue per month, I'm just going to throw out a number, $20,000 in normal staging revenue, that's what you can expect. Let's say in May you do $40,000 because it's the release and you're able to do so much more. They're going to take a look at it and say, well, gosh, you doubled your income in May, which offsets what you lost for April, so you get nothing. So they're going to want to see numbers, and they're going to see proof that you actually did have a big interruption in your income. And so start gathering that information. KMRD, again, will be doing a webinar on the 22nd, and I can look up here on to find out what the time is for that while other people are talking. But if you haven't gotten information from them, listen. And actually, even if you don't have a policy with them, they're giving valuable information just in general, what you need to look for in your policy. And they are also offering their services. They're not charging for this, as far as I know, but to take a look at your policy and give you any kind of advice, so, which I think is pretty generous. And so make sure to tune into that if you haven't already heard the information or pursued that, because that'll be something that's very beneficial. So again, that should be on Wednesday, which is the 22nd. Today is the 20th. This used to be a big holiday here in Colorado, 420. Those of you that know the meaning, I never knew the meaning behind it at all until I moved here. But I wonder, I'm going to look at the news to see if everybody's out smoking, because it's the big 420 marijuana day, big celebration around the country. So but hopefully most people are staying home and social distancing and being safe. And I haven't heard of any of our colleagues. No one is sick, as far as I know, from the virus. I have not heard anybody. So if you hear of anyone that is actually dealing with this and they are a staging family member, you know, we do want to know about it to be able to support them. We did have Princella Hall. She passed away a week ago Thursday, and it was not from the virus, but she was an ASP master and IHOS member, a member of the DC chapter. And so I don't know, Trish and Young, when you talk, maybe you can share a little bit more about her as a person, because I did meet her several times, and she just, to me, was just a light and shining, smiling, wonderful person, and you know, died of a heart issue. So it was very sudden, but we're very sad to lose her as part of our family. And so again, if you know anybody that is dealing with the virus and is sick or whatever, I would like to know so we can, you know, help support them, support their families or whatever as an association and as a staging family, because that's important. Okay, so outside of that, I don't really have any other announcements. We are still progressing forward with the plans to have conference. If those people are interested, or people are asking me about that, and also speakers who've submitted. I haven't followed up with anybody yet because of, my anticipating that we should be fine, but then I hear our governor saying things like, we're not going to open up for large events until 2021. And you have people like Bill Gates saying you shouldn't have any gatherings until 2022. And so I feel like some of these people need to just stop inserting themselves in the conversation. And I won't know the details on whether we can have a large gathering like ours of 500 people, probably for another month or so. So just as soon as we know, I mean, we're moving forward, planning as if it's going to happen. That's the hope. It will be the only large gathering in this year, because the other association canceled theirs. They're doing a virtual, and then the other conference is a lot smaller than ours. So ours would be the, you know, really large, big one. I want to hug everybody. I want to see everybody. I don't want to wait a year to do that. You know, I don't. And I don't know. I mean, if we can't have it at the Gaylord, maybe we'll do it like out in a field somewhere, and so we're all like 6 feet apart. You know, I don't know. I just can't see not having it and not being able to see everybody. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things with the social distancing. There's people that are, you know, they're alone at home. My mom, for example, a lot of you may have parents that she's by herself, and that can be, people can go into a depression if they're by themselves. So please make sure to reach out to your colleagues that are solo. There's quite a few of them. And make sure to please reach out to people over in Europe. I think I said this on my home staging talk show last week, but they need to hear from us to reach out, because they've been locked down a lot longer than we have. And, you know, they've had, you know, quite a devastating effect on their country, as, you know, we have as well, but not to the degree, I don't believe. And it becomes, as I said, kind of depressing just to be isolated. So please remember our colleagues over in Europe, and just message them on Facebook. It doesn't have to be a a big email or anything like that. Just say, hey, I was thinking about you. How are you doing? And that really would go miles with them. And those of you that have already done it, I've heard some of you already reaching out. You're also sharing with them with some, you know, education and so forth. I just recorded the consultation communication course that was supposed to be given in Portugal as an add-on in May. And rather than make them wait a whole year, I recorded it now and it'll be given to them. They don't have to pay for it. And I actually had to record it twice because the first time I recorded it, I did not have show my screen so you could hear me, but you couldn't see anything. And I didn't realize that 5 hours down the tubes. So that's always fun. I just call it a practice run. but please reach out to your colleagues because I know that we all need to support each other through this. Okay, that's all I have as far as announcements and so forth. So Betty, if you want to go ahead and take over, that would be great. And I will be sharing perspective of staging when it's my turn.
Okay. Barb, are you on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ready to talk with everyone when you're ready for me.
We're ready, Barb.
Okay. Hi, everyone. You're in my heart and in my mind, and I so look forward to this every month with you. It means so much to me to be able to share about, you know, ideas that really can help us anytime, but especially during this time right now. By the way, Jenny, I'd like to offer to you, should it work that for you, that I'd be really thrilled to do a Zoom meeting because I've put together something that's really about awakening our inner knower power and strength during things like today that we're experiencing. And I have found that the little test I gave to share it with a couple of people, they really, really loved it because it's really about us, you know, overcoming thoughts that we can have. So I just tossed that out there in case you're interested, at no charge, obviously. And so anyway, as I share a few moments with you, I really feel that what I posted, and I don't know that I sent it to other places because sometimes they accept a post from me and sometimes not, and I understand because it depends on the topic, but I really feel that now is the time to really give and to love and to let others know we really care about them. And we need to do this more than ever. And this saying that I have come up with is, this is the time to stage others' lives and to spread joy around you and me and everyone. Because talking with others on the phone is a way to be with them. And there's no reason that you and I can't Zoom with a dear friend or three friends. And it's so wonderful to have that opportunity or to do Facebook Live or any way that we can, because there are numerous ways. And all of us remember, at least some of us, some of you weren't born yet, but AT&T used to say, reach out and touch. And that's what it is. And so in this little piece I wrote, talk with others on the phone and help them remove the clutter of the distress in their life and help them clean out the fears that they have from their mind and change the color of how they see their world today. This is how we can stage right now in a very special way, for the need to stage this way is really great. And my friends, they will never forget that you did that. They will never forget, because there's someone right now that would love to have a call from you and to just listen to what they share and to light them up. And as I said, to remove any clutter of distress. Let them express their fears and help them change the way they're seeing the world. Because many things are temporary, and this too shall pass, and we all know that. I'm observing that a number of people really are not ignoring that, and that's wonderful. And some aren't paying attention. And that's normal, I know, for human beings. And this is a test of our patience, too, because, you know, I really don't want to see if you have any pain to see a game. And so, as I've said before, use your creativity right now. It's the perfect time to come up with things and plans and ideas without going to the, when is this ever going to end? And, oh, my God, this is so depressive. And you know how people can feel. And yet, your mind and mine is such a powerful thing. And when we fill ours with positive thoughts and words, our lives will start to change. And that's what I'm asking all of us to do with others that you know that you miss. I mean, we can say, well, we wish this or that. Just pick up the phone and do it. And that's why I offered. I would love to share, oh, about 45 minutes with some ideas I have of really helping us move through this in a peaceful, joyful way. I want you to think about the words that you're thinking all the time and the words that you're saying, the words you might say to a family member or you say to yourself and you're thinking it or something behind somebody else's, you know, they can't hear. If, you know, it's really true. If we had the words we thought and spoke on our skin, would we still be beautiful? Some would. Because it would be about love and joy and peace and staging for the good of all, whether it's a room or an attitude. There isn't anything that can't be staged. And, you know, I created stage because of love. We all love what we do, and others love what we do as well. And this is something that you can do for anybody right now. And as I said, they'll never forget it. You know, it all begins and ends in your mind and my mind. Because what you give the power to, and I'm going to say that again, what you give the power to right now, that's the power over you. Because you gave it the power. So get rid of those thoughts. Get them out of your mind. Get them out of your body. It affects your body. It really does, all of it. And can create, you know, things that are good for any of us as well as others around us. So I ask us, let's not be in such a rush to figure every single thing out. There's so much unknown. There's so much. And a real test I've had for myself that I share with you, should you like to really participate in this for yourself, is embrace the unknown. It's like when we ski. I remember when Kirk taught me and I thought, he's crazy because he said you got to lean out over your skis. And I'm like, no, I want to lean back. Well, that's how this is too. Because when you really ski well, you must lean out over your skis. And for us to really thrive, it's really important to embrace the unknown. Oh, well, that might be awful. Well, is that what you're thinking about, the unknown? Why would you think that way? Why not choose thoughts about how great the unknown is waiting for you, for the great things to come, for what God and the universe has planned for you, or whatever words you want to use? There's greatness waiting for us, each one of us. So why would we choose to not welcome and embrace the unknown? It's really what I put on my Facebook page yesterday, too. And I've condensed my sites into one. Oh, they're not sites. Pages. Sorry. Pages. My lips are sticking together. I beg your pardon. They're all on one, just Barb Schwarz now. And being at ease without knowing, being at ease, I'm talking about you, without knowing is crucial if you want answers to come to you. Being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to be able to come to you. I just think that is so powerful. Always trust your gut. You know, when I call it my inner knower and other names I may give it, it really knows what your head hasn't figured out yet. So why human beings don't use it more is beyond me. Because it's a gift that you were given. So trust that gut. Trust that inner knower, whatever you want to call it. It knows what your head hasn't figured out yet. And it is the greatest gift, or one of the greatest, I think, that the universe, God, whatever word you choose, has given to you and to me. So I could talk so much longer about this and love to share some ahas with you. And I really would love to contribute, because several I really shared it with were just like, you have to tell everybody about this. And so it would be my joy at a time that works for all of you. I want to give you a little self-help right now before I share the last saying, and that is how to stop time. The best way to stop time is start kissing. There's nothing like kissing. Kiss your dog, kiss your cat, kiss your husband, kiss your significant other, whatever, your kids. Now, I know that we're not going to be over there kissing the neighbors. However, I've seen some do it with masks on. Time stops when we kiss. How to travel in time. Gee, I'd really like to get on an airplane, and I'd like to fly to Bali or whatever your goal is. Well, the way to do that right now, we've got to be creative. That's what staging is. It's all about creativity and the genius within you. And to do that, read. Read. I've been reading about countries and cities all over. And sure, I'm slammed just like you are. I really am, because I have projects I'm doing in the house and other projects too. Because of my sayings don't stop, I keep coming up with more. And writing, I've been doing a lot of writing and reading about Lisbon, or reading about, you know, cities in Austria or Australia. Read. And maybe it's 15 minutes. That's all it needs to be. I have books in the bathroom right there that I just pick up and start reading, maybe only 3 minutes, but 3 minutes of knowledge I didn't have before. How do you escape time? Period. One of the greatest is music. Put that music on and make it loud and don't stand still. I want to see you or know in my heart you're jumping and jazzing and moving and grooving, because, man, that really helps escape time. How to feel time? You want to feel it? The best way I know, and it's the truth, is to write. I love writing. And I'm starting to do more and more and more. And how to release time is one easy way that sometimes we even forget. You know what the answer is to how to release time? It's called breathe. Breathe. Breathe long breaths. And as you do that, it sounds funny, but let your mouth hang open. It is impossible while you do that to even think a negative thought. It's the truth. I dare you. Yeah, it looks silly if somebody sees you with your mouth hanging down and you're breathing in and out. It's impossible to think anything negative when that's going on. I know, because I've tested it. So something I'd like to have you really take in, the last thing I'll share during this time together, really take it in. I mean, really. I really wish that I could show you when you're lonely, when you feel you're in darkness, when you feel there might not be answers, when you feel this will never stop. I wish I could show you when you're lonely, or in darkness, the astonishing light of you and your own being. Remember the light you have inside. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. As always, you're an inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much. This is a very strange time for all of us, and you know, sometimes I wish I could get out and find out what you guys are all doing. You know, I see some of you on Facebook, and it's exciting to be able to see a lot of what's going on. I know a lot of you are sequestered at home, some are not, though. And so, Barb, thank you for your contribution tonight, and looking forward to hearing from everybody else tonight.
Thank you, sweetheart. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Jean, are you on? Jean Carter?
She probably just unmuted herself.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey. I was afraid I had lost you. Yeah, tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about what are you doing right now? How does your life look different? But what are you doing right now to further your business? And you know, what does it look like with you right now?
Okay, thank you. Each have a few minutes. I did some thinking about this, and everybody's going to talk about actual things they're implementing right now. I just want to take it back a little bit, First, the most basic is I do my hair and my makeup and I wear a nice shirt every day because I'm always ready for a meeting. I had somebody today surprise me with I need to do someone who was in the IAHSP group coaching, because you know I'm the IAHSP home stager coach. She asked if we could do individual sessions. And then I'm ready. So I try to keep myself ready for a meeting at all times. So I said, yes, we can do this in an hour, blah, 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 do a Zoom call. I also try to keep up the self-care, the diet, and the exercise. During Jenny's call a few weeks ago, the Wednesday calls, I talked about how I do remote home staging and that's recorded. But I just take it back a little bit. My father lost his business in the 70s during that recession, and I lost the business that was my life's dream in 2009. I set my business up to try to be as recession-proof as possible. So maybe today what people can do is that how do I lower my overhead, not just now but like on an ongoing basis. So what I set myself up is a low overhead, a lot of mobility so I can work from remote places, and as has been said many times on our calls, a diverse income stream. So I do staging, I'm a certified professional organizer, and I'm the staging coach. When I did that, I did not know that in the first 5 years I was going to live in Northeast Florida, I was going to have to evacuate three times for hurricanes. I lost a month's worth of work each time. I also did not know I was going to lose 2 months a year ago from having a new knee and I couldn't walk. But I had set this business up with what I call a prudent reserve, which is how long can I stay in business without having any income and have a reserve to draw from. So I like to keep a 3 or 4 month reserve. And I have to say also that I signed up and paid for the ASPM, the Accredited Staging Professional Master, at a time when I was not really keeping my prudent reserve. But I spent the money anyway, and it was the best thing I could do. So, and I did it while I was still recovering from my knee and I was having trouble walking. So, in a nutshell, I always treat my business as if the sky is about to fall, because the sky has fallen on me a few times. And I hope that's helpful for somebody And I know a lot of others of us are going to talk about, you know, take the pictures from the four corners of the room and how to walk through it. But I just thought maybe let me start with a little more basic on how I've approached my business and why I'm surviving and actually thriving at this time.
Yeah, and I think that's great. Yeah, and I think it's important to point out the difference between survive and thrive. And so I think I shared this last call or on something, but it was back when the market collapsed in the mid-2000s, and we had our conference, and I did a topic on how to thrive in a changing market. And I purposely picked that word because survive is just like just making it, just getting by, hoping I can get through, and, you know, I'm just going to survive it. It's like an attitude thing. But a thrive is you're actually building, you're advancing, you're progressing. It's a different mindset. So I love that you picked that word.
Thank you. Thanks for being there. Thanks for IAHSP for being there, for all the support I've had. Our Jacksonville chapter, we're talking to each other all the time. It's a really strong community, and I'm really, really blessed to be part of it.
And actually, you bring up a good point. Those of you that are listening, if you're not part of a chapter, there's a lot of the chapters have remote members, but please get plugged in because now more than ever, we need our brothers and sisters and colleagues that are in the industry together so that you do have a lifeline, just even reach out in a group and say hello or check in to see how people are doing. So please know that there, we have resources for you, but you need to take the action step to join and participate. All right, Betty, who's next?
Okay, how about Trish and Jan? Let's hear from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, everybody.
Since we're going to talk mainly about business side, Trish will talk about some of the things that we, slight adjustment that we made.
First of all, we are not doing occupied houses anymore. We do remote occupied consultations instead. I am doing one tomorrow, actually, that the owner vacated the house for 3 days. So we're not doing anything with bedding and soft goods. So I was okay with that, but we have to be very careful. And we have one lead treasurer that won't go to an occupied, so that kind of leaves it up to me when we get the right situation. We're also doing some, because we have a pretty large team, we're trying to keep them busy. So we are doing things like painting furniture that we were not using anymore, making it more up-to-date and usable, because the other challenge for us is that because our budget is tighter than it really is, very difficult for us to find funds. We shouldn't find the funds to buy new products. In addition to that, a lot of the stores around us, which are our go-to stores where you buy our rugs and our accessories, sometimes furniture, they're closed, of course, and so we can't go and shop. The only one that's opened here is At Home. I don't know if anyone else has one of those in their area, but we do have at least one. But their products are not that fantastic. So that's really kind of how we're functioning in terms of the design portion. I think we're running out of things and having to kind of punt to make things work. But it's working out, and we're hoping and praying that this will come to an end, at least so that we can shop a little bit, and that will help a lot. So.
Yeah. I love what June said about structuring your business recession-proof,
mm-hmm.
and I do feel that we actually are thriving, even though our business is down compared to last year considerably. But I feel like we are thriving because when we started our business 15 years ago, it really was a staging company. But as we started doing furniture and accessory rental, it has transitioned into a furniture and accessory rental company that is using staging as the outlet. So even though that was not our intention, and I'm sure a lot of staging company owners, when they have built the business to have either storage unit and warehouses, I'm sure that they're at that level where through this the rental income, the past income is being generated. We have been actually thriving through that, though it is down somewhat. But at the same time, though, kind of catch-22, because when you have a company of this size, that means you also have a significant overhead, whether it is a lease on your warehouse, and obviously you have a sizable team. And we have been blessed to be able to keep our team members really, really productive. And as Trish said, we are repurposing furniture. The style is okay, but maybe the color was not good, and we are going through. We are actually creating a shovel-ready job so that we can give more hours. Now, in terms of going back to recession-proofing your business, and also Barb said about gaining the knowledge. So what we have been doing lately, actually, it's been going back way before this coronavirus challenge, that we have been investing into a lot of our time into leadership development, especially the personal leadership development. So we've been reading John Maxwell books and Simon Sinek's Leaders Eat Last. But in terms of structuring your house to recession-proof, I cannot recommend enough the author Mike McKenna, the book called Profit First. I highly, highly recommend everybody read the book. Very simple business finance practice that you can put into business. As a result of that, we actually, for the last several months, going back 12-month period, we were able to actually set aside many different categories of our from our revenue, different categories. For instance, the tax account, owner's compensation, profit account. So every time we have, well, we are doing on the 15th and then the beginning of the month, that we are setting aside a certain percentage of the revenue, not the profit, revenue, into these different accounts based on its set. So we are able to, even though we have received paychecks protection program, we are able to operate, I believe, without any glitch at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things we've been doing to help the people that use us pretty regularly is we're giving them, they're paying for 1 month but getting 2 months because it is taking longer for houses to sell. So we are trying to give them a break so that they're able to still stage and usually sell. We're still selling pretty well here. It's not too bad.
Is there any talk yet about opening up your state so that you can get kind of back to business?
Well, there's talk about it, but our governor wants to wait until June 10th, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Before you're going to have a revolt on your hands. Like.
I know.
You know, we've been noticing day by day the traffic's increasing.
Yeah.
So yeah. People, I think, are just, you know, they're sick of it.
Right.
Just as we are, of course. I don't think it's going to fly. I don't think he's going to be able to enforce it because if everybody, I mean, we're not going to have large meetings or anything, but people are out and they're going to shop and they're going to, you know, and like for us, thank goodness, part of an essential industry, the real estate industry. We have to keep going.
Yeah, we did not shut down at all. We have been operating every single day.
That's right.
But you guys are fortunate because there's a lot of states where they were open and they shut down without any consideration. I know Texas is still open. Colorado was open until about 2 weeks ago, and then anything that's non-essential has been shut down. And so that's very frustrating for a lot of states because, you know, you can go to Home Depot and there's, you know, 200 people in Home Depot and the grocery store. So it's like showing a property is two people, maybe three, you know what I mean? And so it just doesn't make any sense. And so my feeling is that Colorado already had a demonstration, I believe, yesterday at the Capitol. People want to get back to work, and so there'll be precautions we'll have to take moving forward. But I really agree with what Barbara you shared about mindset and so forth, because fear has been projected to us throughout this whole thing. We're all going to die. 2 million people are going to die, and then they've adjusted the number down to less than 60,000. At this point, the U.S. will probably have fewer deaths than for the normal flu, and fear is paralyzing people to the point where. I'm sorry. So, Tricia Young, are you done before I start talking? I apologize.
No, we're fine. Go ahead.
So, I was taking notes as you guys were sharing. So, John Maxwell, by the way, Chris Widener, who is our business keynote, he ghostwrites for John Maxwell. I don't know if you guys knew that. So, and Chris Widener he's like written 21 books on his own, but he says the book from John Maxwell, if you let me know what the title is, we can share that one. Profit first. I love that you brought that up. The mindset that we've all been taught, and even Dave Ramsey, the get out of debt guy, promotes is you pay all your bills first. A lot of us are used to taking care of the people that work for us first, to the point where we won't even take pay if there's nothing left. And so his book, the mindset is actually very contrary to what other people have been touting all along. And, don't pay yourself, don't take any money out of the company. If you watch Shark Tank, it's like, have you paid yourself any money? And somebody will say, well, yeah, I paid myself a salary. What? I didn't take any money out of the company until I'd owned it for X number of years. And so Michael Michalowicz's theory or philosophy is quite different. And then you can see, because Trish and Young, you've been implementing that you are solvent, you're okay to get through a challenge like this, because you didn't just, you did take money and put it and allocate it in the right buckets, if you will. So
right,
I think that's really smart. So I wanted to share a little bit about, so our state has been shut down for 2 weeks. We were functioning, we had, March was actually a normal month as far as revenue, and then April is quite different. So as I already shared, we have been shut down. We are still picking up furniture, and if somebody asks us to stage a vacant, just because, I think it's an individual choice for people to decide if they're going to continue to stage or not. It's considered moving services. So like tomorrow we're doing a commercial property, and it's considered marketing. And so we've gotten the green light to be able to bring furniture into this place for the photo shoot. We'll leave the things there for, 3 weeks to a month. We don't have to pick them right back up again, but it's not staging to sell. It's actually marketing the properties he needs to rent to tenants, and that actually is allowed. So that kind of turned a light bulb on that, as a stager, we can pursue other avenues of property managers and so forth, reach out to them and see, do they need to have apartments presented or do anything with their properties, because that's considered commercial and it's marketing, and they are allowing that, which I wasn't aware of. So, but the mindset is so important. We have been doing consultations, the e-consultations like was talked about. So if you are wondering how to put those together, I know June was on the show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it. I believe the Burke chapter, Boston regional chapter, had Sandy, I believe, share talking about consultations. And she's in the Chicago area, I believe. And so, you can have other people share your chapter meetings or just do a call. It doesn't have to be like a formal thing, but just if you want information, ask for it, because there's a lot of us that are providing that. We'd be more than happy to help. I know that Terry Votanek and Edie Keach were asked by, and Barb as well, asked by IHOS Europe to share on different topics to help them. And because they'd actually reached out and said, how can we support you? So being able to provide education, if you have any questions on how to provide that, just ask. The one thing I'm going to say is please don't call it virtual staging consultation, because we're really working to get away from that virtual staging, those two words. So call it e-consultation. Mm-hmm. Christopher Corder said teleconsult, or it could be remote consultation. So just get rid of that word virtual, please. I do want to share, added education. We're all at home, and how much Netflix can we watch? I mean, I did not get sucked into Tiger King or whatever that thing is. I think we watched one episode, and then Kevin told me actually everything that happens, and I'm not interested in, people die and stuff, and I don't really like shows like that. So I thought, what can I do that's productive with time? So we've added education. There's a color and design principles course that is being taught by Joanne Lynette Weary and Sandra Reyes, and that right now is, this was released this week, and it's special pricing for IHOS members, but it's going to take you into the color and the design niche, which is perfect because, as we've always taught for years and years and years, to have at least three services niches that we offer and have one service that is outside of the resale market. And so those of us that have been doing consultations, vacant properties, and so forth, that's great money. However, we've been caught with not having income if there's something that we don't offer that is not tied to the resale market. So right now is a great time to, they call pivot, adjust. What can I add to my arsenal so I'm never in the position again where I cannot earn money? And so color consultations can be done, design consultations. People are sitting at home looking at their walls and all their stuff and saying, I don't like my house, or what can I do here that's different? And so even offering a one-room makeover, that was one of the groups was doing that, and then give that as a courtesy to people to help them, and then they're going to have you help them with the rest of their house, which you get paid for. So there's a lot of ways to kind of get out of the box and think about how to add to your skill set so that you do have the ability to earn money. The short-term rental course just was released today, and that one is a follow-up to the investor stage and consultant, but you don't have to have taken that to attend this. That's going to be taught on April 30th. It'll be a live webinar
taught on
becoming your market short-term rentals.
I had 5 minutes or something to say, and it's over.
Someone's talking. Can you mute yourself? Short-term rental, become your market short-term rental specialist. So that's going to be on April 30th. It will be at noon Eastern time. You do have to register for it. There's special pricing for IHOS members. You will get a designation, the short-term rental specialist, plus some additional follow-up handouts that you'll receive. So that's being offered now. You can register for that. It's called, go to stagingshorttermrentals.com to register. And the other one is colorandesignforstagers.com. Color and design, all spelled out, for stagers.com. Those are the two websites. So we've been working on our marketing, adjusting the different services that are needed. I haven't gone up to the warehouse just because I don't feel like it. I know it's a disaster, so I really don't. And that's where people that are working in their warehouses, making that time productive, my hat's off to you. I know I need to get up there. But you can, you know, make adjust services. Online shopping, people are saying that they don't have access to different stores. Well, do you know that a lot of our vendors are doing online shopping? Sagebrook, Classic Home, Coaster, Olex, Universal, Diamond Sofa. They're all doing online virtual shopping, so you can still get product and shop. It's almost like a virtual market. So if you do need things, they are able to supply. They just, you know, we didn't have market, so they weren't able to get around all of us there. And then, you know, I'm young. I love that you guys are doing furniture and rental company and design services with staging as an outlet. And I'm not sure if this is part of that, but the whole, one of the things we're working on is the whole independent contractor versus employee categorization. And so by featuring the furniture and rental aspect of it and not the staging, they can have people that work with them. If you did have an independent contractor, it's not a service that's necessary for the function of the company because it's a rental company. So just even positioning it that way is genius for, you know, being able to add and grow. So for me, I just want to say, you know, kind of following a belief, your belief is your reality, and kind of piggybacking what Barb was saying. Whatever we believe about the situation, whatever we believe about the outcome, that's our reality. And so when we allow fear, and you know, the graphic I put up on our show is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. And the choice is ours. That's F-E-A-R. And I love that saying and the graphic of that, so that's why I'm using it for the show, because it's your fear either is going to make us retreat and be paralyzed or to take action. And so your belief is reality. And failure, whether, you know, people may have to reinvent themselves or, you know, rise like a phoenix coming out of this, there will be companies that won't be able to come out of it. You know, I'm not saying staging businesses, but other traditional, there's a restaurant that's been around for 40 years and it will not be reopening in Denver. And that's sad. And so people look like, oh, they failed. Well, it's just an opportunity. It's a learning experience. Maybe they'll pursue doing something else. So don't look at it like I'm a loser if things don't go as planned, because that, again, goes back to mindset and being able to pivot and adjust, because we don't know. My prediction is the, you know, real estate market will come out of this. Realtors look at back to business. I think it's interesting that a lot of the iBuyer, iSeller companies have bailed on the people they were serving. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Zillow, for example, walked out on all of its sellers it was supposed to be helping. It just basically canceled all of their contracts and said, we're not doing this anymore. And the reason is they're losing money by the millions and millions because they're taking on these properties that now, you know, are not going to sell. A lot of the investors that have multiple properties that they were doing short-term rentals, you know, Airbnb put the kibosh on all of those without even talking to the property owners. And so there's no money coming into a lot of these second properties that these investors have. So it's this trickle-down effect that there's a lot of people struggling that in a good market, they're making money hand over fist. And so fortunately, we're not in that same scenario. We have some flexibility of where we can take our services and how we can move around. And so I just want to recommend to everybody, add a niche.
Are you there?
Can you hear me? Betty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I can.
So I just want to make sure. Add a niche with no tie to resale to the resale market.
We can't hear you, Betty.
You can't hear me? Can you guys hear me?
I hear you really well, but somebody else was talking.
Jenny,
you were trying to talk.
Betty says she can't hear me.
Jenny,
it's Mary Sally. Can I just say something?
Sure.
So just what Jenny's saying. Okay, some of our established businesses, okay, we have warehouses. We have new stagers coming abroad. And literally, do they really want to create the monstrosities that we have? Why can't we rent to them? We started that, and it's slow right now. But we can help them become profitable right from the beginning by them not having to invest in everything when we have it. And they're just another customer. This is coming from Leslie and Leanne Kramer. And that is a huge thing. You know, I know Blair's doing it. We're doing it. But there's an opportunity for you to just become a rental company, okay? Yes, you have to pay taxes, but you're a rental company, and they can come through. You teach them your system, and now you're making money on additional people that we would not have normally gotten.
And that's great. That's another, yeah, that's a great way to pivot, adjust, be able to add income in, because now you're not just relying solely on your volume of business, you're actually able to get your product out. Because if it's sitting in a warehouse, not making any money, going to the show, it's just taking up space. So get it out in order to earn income. That's great. I think that's another, you know, genius idea. I wanted to touch on John before I have another thought I wanted to finish up with. The real estate, because he was going to be on, but of course he's stranded in the middle of the road somewhere. God bless him for doing that, because I wasn't going to be the one on the truck. So what he and Stephen have been doing for their business is, you know, making a lot of calls, lead generation, working on their websites, and referrals is a huge part of any realtor's business. And so their particular agency, they're both KW, they have these really great referral sites. And so being able to cultivate those relationships, a lot of it is really calling up colleagues in a different state and sharing why, when they have somebody who wants to move to our state, why they need to work with, you know, Stephen and John. And so when they're more productive, they don't have as much time to be able to nurture conversations on the telephone. Like Barb was saying, we have time, so it's the perfect time to be able to do that. And they do have closings that are happening. So real estate, even though, you know, we can't show properties normally and so forth, the houses are still selling. There's still buyers that are out there that need to purchase. And so despite, you know, the attempt to shut everything down, there's still things happening, which is encouraging to me, because I feel like it's very different. This is not a recession, like the economy tanked and so we're all in a demise. We were on a 2% growth rate, which is actually really good for an economy. And then this happened. This is a temporary setback. The only reason so many people are unemployed is because of the virus, not because the companies weren't doing well. That's a very different story. And so people are eager to get back to work, get the economy going again.
Right.
It's a very different mindset than the economy's collapsed and there's no jobs. There's plenty of jobs. Right. We just can't go to them because we're, you know, social distancing. That's a big difference. And I just wanted to wrap up by sharing to be kind to each other, be kind online. You know, it's an election year. I said this last time too. It's an election year, which always brings out the best in people, doesn't it? And now we have a virus. there's more people on social media than ever commenting on things. And so I have a thing like, if you don't like something, just scroll on. We don't have to police. There's a person in the industry that's taken it upon herself to police everybody else because she can't go out and stage. She's now commenting on everybody else as she was staging and kind of being, you know, Judge Judy. And it's not her place because people are going to do what they need to do for their livelihood. And if they're taking a risk to be out there staging, that's on them. They'll have a consequence. But it's not up to us to say you absolutely cannot go out. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I'm not going to then comment and say, like, you're breaking the law. And, you know, we don't need that. We're already dealing with something that can be extremely stressful should we allow that to impact our lives that way. And I also just want to share that, you know, we're a family. And I experienced this yesterday. I'll share with you my family were doing a weekly Zoom call. And on Sunday at 5 o'clock my time, we get on there. Well, so yesterday, so I have four sisters and my mom and one of my sisters, my twin wasn't on, but anyhow, so we're talking. And so I started sharing about the whole SBA because I'm staying up knowledgeable on that so I can help guide colleagues in the industry. So I start sharing and they just didn't want to hear it. So one sister hung up because my mom said some comment, political comment. So my other sister hung up and then I said, okay, we'll shift topics. Let's talk about, you know, health or whatever. And my one sister who has 1.5 lungs and diabetic, she goes, if I go out, if I get the virus, I'm going to die. If mom gets the virus, she's going to die. And I don't buy into that. I just can't have that mindset. You know, if that's your attitude of expectation, you probably will die if you get it. But if you feel like I'm going to recover and there's things I can do to be proactive, like take more vitamin C, D, and A is what experts are saying. So increase that because that helps impact our immune system. And so then they're like, where do you take vitamins? So I said, okay, I guess I'm going to go now. And I hung up and I started crying because here are people in my life that I would think would want to support me through, you know, what I'm dealing with. You know, it is stressful with the companies. There's a lot of people counting on all of us if you have employees or whatever. And my family just isn't, they're not there for me. But my colleagues are, you know, my staging family is. And I could pick up the phone and call any one of you guys and you talk me through and relate and so forth. So I wrote to my family and I said, okay, what topics are safe topics for us to talk about? Because you don't want to hear about what you think is negative. And they said pets, gardening, and TV shows or something like that. So whatever. I mean, I can't make people do something they're not going to do. I just was kind of disappointed. And so I'm sharing that with you because I don't know if your family understands what you do or is able to help support you if you're waiting for money or you're in a place where you're like, I don't know if I can pay my bills. And, it's stressful being a sole proprietor or an LLC, an S Corp. You know, you're in business for yourself, and that's our choice. We don't have a safety net, a lot of us. So use your staging family. And so, June Carter, you sent me a virtual hug today.
Yeah.
And I really needed that.
Oh,
because it's not an easy time. I am, you know, future focused. I'm, you know, staying positive as much as I can. I appreciate Bart saying, you know, read things that are going to uplift you. And a lot of the shows out there are just stupid. There's no redeeming value. And sometimes I do just like to veg out and watch a movie, but do something that's going to feed your spirit and lift you up and realize that I know that if I'm feeling this way and I haven't had yesterday was really the first time that I cried. And if I'm feeling this way, I know that other people are. And certainly, you know, we're at day 30, whatever it is here, and that's what made me think about all of our sisters and brothers over in Europe and other countries that they've been dealing with this much longer than we have.
Right.
And, and the devastating.
Jenny?
Yeah?
This is Barb.
Yeah.
I want you to know I love you and I am here for you at any time. I mean that or I wouldn't say it.
I know.
And I also want to share with you, I want to share with you, my family never, never acknowledged or paid any attention to everything all those years of building. So I know exactly how that feels. My mother said to me once when I said, did you get to see 2020? since there was a segment I told you about, she said this. Of course I didn't. If you get your own TV show, I'll watch them.
That's amazing.
What I heard through the years. And my brother thinks staging is just crazy. And when I put his picture on the front of the book, which I thought would surprise him, he stopped talking to me and hasn't talked to me since.
Oh, my gosh.
Because
you honored him that way.
Because that's to him.
Because
to him, it was an insult, even though I wrote about him and his credentials.
Wow.
So my heart is feeling your pain, and I really understand. I really do. And I have not said this to you in quite a while, and that is, Jenny, I love you. I really do, and I always will, from the bottom of my heart.
I love you, Barb, too. You know that. And I just know that you guys are everybody on the call, and we know what we live in staging, and we know how important it is, and we're passionate about it. And so I guess I just was just disappointed. Plus, there's a part of me that, you know, I'm an overachiever, and my sisters, I guess, sometimes feel like life comes easy. So maybe they're like, I don't know, secretly happy. I don't know. And I can't even really go there with that mindset, so I just got to stay focused. I just want to say I appreciate everybody, and just be kind online. You know, if you can't say something nice, scroll on. But watch for the people that are alone, that need people to reach out to. And thank God for social media, because it has provided a lifeline that we wouldn't have had otherwise. 20 years ago, really, we wouldn't have had this ability. So thank you for allowing me to share. And I don't know, Betty, if you have anything else you want to wrap up with.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
yes.
you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I just appreciate everybody, too, and I appreciate everybody joining in tonight and giving some words of wisdom, and totally understand, Jenny, you know, all through our lives, some people are with us and some people aren't, and we've got a choice, and you've made a good one. Just keep on going. You're doing a good job.
Thanks. Well, it's just, you know, how important our staging family is. Because we live, eat, and breathe it. We understand. And so if any of you are struggling, don't feel like you have to keep it to yourself. You know, reach out, you know, be vulnerable. I don't think anyone's going to think, like, my God, Jenny cried on the call, and what was that about? I think it's people will understand.
No.
So anybody, if you're suffering or if you're struggling, if you need encouragement, if you're fearful or whatever, I mean, there's ways to get around it. And Barb, we will get the call. I won't do Zoom because just as an aside, Zoom is owned by the Chinese, and so they're saying they're hacking in, and there's a lot of Zoom trollers, but they're getting information. So we'll do a GoToWebinar or GoToMeeting. We'll do a call that way. I think that would be good. So, which allows us to record it and have people live join us and so forth. So I guess that's it. So yeah, Trish and Young, any last thoughts?
Well,
we're here.
I really want to stress the prophet first. I think he actually is going by the law, Parkinson's law. What he says is that our consumption of a resource expands to meet its supply. So the more time we have, the more time we waste, actually. The more space we have, the more space we waste. And that is also the true with the money also. So the whole idea is to set aside, take out first whatever the profit percentage you might have, and take that out of the equation and operate out of what's left over.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has been really, really valuable. So I cannot recommend highly enough about the book Profit First.
You know, this is something that's been going on for a long, long time. I remember my aunt did it. She had envelopes, and she put the money in the envelopes exactly the same way. And maybe other people remember that as well, but it's a very wise way to keep yourself from spending too much and putting the money in the wrong place.
Yes.
Yep. That's really true. And I also just want to throw this out for those that people that pray. Do pray, please, for, you know, pray for the economy, pray for the strength of our leaders, pray that they make good decisions, and just pray for the viability of our industry and all of our colleagues that will be able to get back to our lives. You know, business is an offshoot of that, but our lives, and be able to have families get reunited that haven't been able to see, you know, grandparents or grandkids or aunts and uncles or even children. Some people are isolated. They haven't been able to see their kids. So it's a very unique time. And what's interesting is 1920s was prohibition from alcohol. You know, this country was prohibited from doing things. And here we are again, 100 years later, it's a type of prohibition. And so to be able to see what will come out of that prohibition came the Great Depression. And I am not going to project that's going to happen. I feel like our country is motivated, and we're going to rise and be stronger, and we'll learn from this, but we're not going to allow this to keep us down. And I think there's a lot more that will be revealed as far as how this really happened. People will have to be held accountable in other countries. But for us here in the U.S. and Canada and Europe, every place that everybody that's been affected, we will rise, face everything, and rise, not forget everything and retreat. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the call. Our next call will be May 18th, which is the third Monday, and I already have it on the calendar. We'll have some other great interviews for you. And in the meantime, if you, again, need any support or help from us, or just colleagues want to reach out privately or in a group, please, please do that, because that's what we're here for. Ultimately, at the end of all of our lives, it doesn't matter how many houses we've staged or how much money we made. It's the relationships that we've developed through our lives that matter. And at the end of my life and at the end of yours, I know that's really what's most important. So we're here for you. We love you. And I will talk to you next month. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Barb. Thanks, Trish and Young. Thanks,
thank you.
June.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Betty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Hugs,
bye,
to you,
everybody.
Love and hugs.
Ciao.
This call has been recorded.